Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Live Life in Crescendo by Stephen R. Covey and his daughter Cynthia Covey Holler. Sophie, I have to ask, when you hear the phrase the rest of your life, what comes to mind?
Honestly, it always felt like a slow decline. You know, peak in your 40s, then it's all downhill. But this book completely flips that script.
Right? The whole metaphor is that life is a symphony, and most of us are playing a diminuendo when we should be building to a crescendo.
Exactly. And Covey wrote this in his final years, so it's not just theory. He was living it. The central idea is that the second half of life isn't a winding down, it's a launch pad for your greatest contributions.
That's the part that got me. We're so conditioned to think retirement means you stop. But the book says no, you redirect. You take all that wisdom and experience and you pour it into something bigger than yourself.
Which brings us to the first key. Always have a cause bigger than yourself. That's the engine. Without it, you just coast.
And it doesn't have to be this huge, world-changing thing. It could be mentoring a kid, starting a community garden, writing your family history. The point is, it's not about you.
Right. And that cause gives you a reason to wake up, to learn new skills, to connect with people. It's the opposite of the retirement mindset.
The second key is live by a moral compass. I initially roll my eyes at that, but the way they frame it, it's less about dogma and more about integrity. As you get older, it's tempting to cut corners or get cynical.
But if your influence is going to grow, it needs to be anchored in something solid. Otherwise, you're just making noise.
Exactly. And the third key is leverage your unique strengths. This one really hit me because we spend the first half of life trying to fix our weaknesses.
But in a crescendo, you switch gears. You stop shoring up your weak points and start amplifying what you're already great at. That's your voice.
Right. Like, a musician doesn't spend their later years trying to become a better accountant. They double down on music, teaching, composing, and mentoring.
And the fourth key is embrace synergy. This is the one that really ties it all together. A symphony isn't a single instrument playing louder, it's many instruments playing in harmony.
So your crescendo isn't a solo act. It's about combining your strengths with others to create something none of you could do alone.
That requires humility and a willingness to listen. But the payoff is huge. The book talks about building bridges between generations, mentoring the young, learning from the old.
There's this great story about a woman who retired from teaching and started a literacy program for underprivileged kids. It grew into a national organization. She didn't just fade away, she built something.
And the book is full of those stories. Ordinary people who decided to reject the diminuendo. They chose to see their later years as a time to serve, not to be served.
One of the things I love is how they talk about failing forward. They're realistic. You're going to have health setbacks, financial worries, loss. But every setback can be a note in a larger composition.
The greatest risk isn't failing at something new. It's not trying at all. That's the real tragedy.
They also push back on the idea of balance. I thought that was interesting. They say the quest for perfect balance is a trap. Life is a dynamic river, not a static equation.
Instead of balance, they talk about alignment. When your life is aligned with your core values and your cause, the different parts, work, family, community, start to harmonize instead of competing.
In the legacy piece, they ask you to think about your fourth generation legacy. How will the world be different because you lived? That's not a question for the end of life. It should guide every decision today.
The book gives a practical blueprint too, creating a personal mission statement, a contribution plan. It's all about staying curious, maintaining a beginner's mind.
I think the one thing I'm taking away is that the best is truly yet to come, but only if you choose to make it so. You have to stop coasting and start composing.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access. So the symphony of your life isn't over. The most powerful movement is just beginning. We'll see you in the next one.